Constantinople at a crossroads. At its height, the ancient Roman Empire controlled the lands surrounding the Mediterranean Sea. It also ruled parts of northern Europe and the region we now call the Middle East. In the centuries after Rome's power faded, these lands went through a tug of war. Two groups, the Christian Byzantines and the Muslim Arabs and Turks, developed powerful civilizations at this time. These two groups sometimes shared control and sometimes fought over the region. Constantine and his capital. The Emperor Constantine began his rule of the enormous Roman Empire in AD 306. His reign was marked by two important changes. First, Constantine became a Christian and stopped the persecution of Christians in the empire. Second, after 20 years of ruling from the city of Rome, Constantine decided to build a new imperial capital. Constantine chose Byzantium, an ancient city founded by the Greeks at the eastern end of the empire. He spared no expense building and fortifying his capital. In AD 330, Byzantium was renamed Constantinople, the city of Constantine. By the early 500s, Constantinople had large markets, forums or public squares, paved roads, a cathedral, a palace, public baths, and a hippodrome or circus. An estimated 500,000 people lived there. Although the name of their city had changed, the people who lived there were still called Byzantines. The emperors who followed Constantine continued to rule from Constantinople in the eastern part of the empire. Over time, the Roman Empire split in two. The eastern half was by far the stronger. One reason for its strength was military. The Byzantines had the strongest army in the world. Another reason for the Byzantine strength was trade. Trade. Constantinople was built at a major crossroads of land and sea trade routes. It is located on the Bosporus. The Bosporus is a strait or narrow passage that links two bodies of water. It connects the Black Sea and the Sea of Marmara, which flows into the Mediterranean Sea. The Bosporus also links two continents, Europe and Asia. Goods came to Constantinople from Kiev in the north, from Egypt in the south, and across Central Asia from as far away as China. The Byzantines charged taxes on all goods that went through the city. The diverse people, goods, and ideas that poured into Constantinople made it a major center of international trade, and over time, the Byzantine Empire grew rich. The fall of the Western Empire. Meanwhile, by AD 350, the Western Roman Empire was already in decline. Roman armies were having difficulty holding back invaders from Europe. Germanic groups were coming closer and closer to Rome itself. In 476, a Germanic leader ousted the emperor. Historians call that event the fall of the Roman Empire. Reading check. Why did Constantinople become rich and powerful?